Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for tuning in here to 97.1 FM Talk. We are very full today on a really good show planned for you. The president right now is in the Oval Office, and Ernie Els is having a conversation with the South African president, Donald Trump. It's a wild time to be alive.
I was a little confused.
South African president's name is Ernie Els. Like, no.
And then they panned over to Ernie Els.
To Ernie Els.
Oh, it's Ernie Els.
Yes.
Okay.
That makes more sense. What are the odds?
It's actually him.
We have, coming up at 12:25, 18 minutes from now, we're going to speak with Senator Jim Talent. Yesterday, the president announced the Golden Dome, which is supposed to be the Iron Dome? Is that the Israel? The Iron Dome, but for us, Israel is the size of, like, Jersey.
Yeah, New it's not Jersey. Big. Yeah. This is a lot bigger deal.
I kind of feel like this should be platinum.
You know what, though? With the dome, you really only have to put it around the edge.
I don't think that's true, because they can bomb us from the atmosphere.
Well, that's the way I understood it, so.
God help us if Ryan Wiggins is in charge of the Golden Dome. I went to the Thomas Helbig event last night, and we had a full house at the Frontenac Hilton, and there's a man there named George, and he told me to give you a message.
Uh-oh.
He told me to smack you.
Are you going to do it?
No.
Good.
I was just going to tell you publicly. But then he went on to compliment you, but It was led by the physical greeting.
So some guy named George is going to walk up and smack me at some point, and then tell me that he likes me.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
It's a cultural thing.
For George's?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means at all. The Golden Dome, the announcement of the Golden Dome is supposed to be billions and billions of dollars invested in making sure that we have the ability to protect ourselves from any sort of missile strike anywhere across our country. Does this include Hawaii and Alaska? Like, I have some questions. Are they like, we're like, oh, sorry, not contiguous?
That's a good, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
We're like, or maybe it includes them in Canada. We're like, could have been the 51st state, bro.
Sorry, bud.
Look at that. I'm going to talk to Jim Talent about this as a strategy, because, you know, we grew up in the 80s and 90s, and we remember the Ronald Reagan Star Wars days. And when it was being discussed then, was it a bluff? Was it a realistic intention for the Reagan administration? Well, you don't get to the point where you can have an Iron Dome in Israel and a Golden Dome in the United States without first having an absolutely outrageous idea. And Elon Musk is somebody who is actually making things like this possible. And of course, we have a lot. Elon Musk isn't the only genius that we have right now in our country working on these types of things. There are a lot of people who might have the capacity to make this to make this happen. The content's not funny. It's just what's going on in
There's
here.
Stuff going on in the studio.
Yeah. So. And I also want to talk to Senator Talent about the Middle East trip. That last week, all of these huge things happening with the trip overseas, that was last week, right?
Yeah. It just ended at the end of last week.
He gets back. He's got to get the big, beautiful bill done this week. It is so intense, the pace with which this administration is trying to get things done. You know, just when I was in D.C. was the 100-day celebration. 121 days this man has been in office. 121 days. He goes to the Middle East. He goes to these different countries. He brings back investment in the country. There are people who are saying that initial speech that he gave, which would it have been in Saudi Arabia? The first one?
Yeah.
Was like a speech for the ages. The way he spoke and the message that he delivered is like one of those iconic speeches that will be remembered in history. And when he goes there and he says that, you know, the United States we're not interested in nation building. We're not interested in managing what you're doing over there. We want mutual benefit, mutual business interests. And he's taking the idea of it's really capitalism, bringing it to these countries and saying the United States isn't going to be a hindrance to this anymore. And you guys are going to invest in our country and we're all going to become better because of it. People who are not in great despair, people who are not in abject poverty. There is something to live for in that. And when, oh gosh, the St. Louis storms right now, this has come into a laser focus. You know, in a movie, when you're watching a movie and then what do you call that kind of it's not a rack focus, but where whatever's in the foreground, like approaches the screen and everything else kind of goes back and it comes into a clear focus what is that called?
It's just called focusing. There's no technical term for it.
But there's like movement in depth of field or something like that when that happens. I don't know.
It depends on what the camera's doing.
That's what I was asking. What do you call it? Anyway, the stuff that's going on in St. Louis right now with the cleanup, with the tornadoes, the recovery after the tornadoes. Folks, we're going to speak with Congressman Wesley Bell on the Annie Fry Show in just a little over an hour at the 125 segment. He's going to join us via Zoom. Is that right, Brad? Zoom call? So
yes.
He's going to join us via video. It'll be live streamed as well on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And I am watching a lot being made politically about the action of FEMA, how quickly they've been able to come in here and get stuff done, and a lot to be made out of it. And every single time I hear that conversation, the whole point is just to make a point about Donald Trump. All they want to do when they're discussing, you know, the reaction of FEMA to this particular very close to home for all of us here listening in the St. Louis area, it's all about, has FEMA done enough and have they been here soon enough? Folks, the pace of government is glacial. It's incredibly slow. Government is not the best way to solve these problems. I'm not saying that it's not necessary. I'm not saying that there isn't good that can be done. But I'm telling you that there are copious amounts of groups that are on the ground in St. Louis right now doing more specific, more focused, more helpful work to aid the people of St. Louis, who in North City, in many cases, were living in poverty and their homes were crumbled to the ground. A lot of these people probably don't have the necessary insurance that they're going to need to recover from this. Do you know what's going to save North City? You. Do you know what's going to rebuild this area of St. Louis to a better place? It's you. It's not the government that's going to show up at everybody. Like, I'm pulling my hair out over here over this, because everybody who was like, where's FEMA? I'm like, I know. It's a government entity. It's a massive endeavor. It requires funding that has to be passed by 435 people in the House, and then 100 people in the Senate, and then signed by the government, by the president. All of this stuff has to come into place. Guys, look at where FEMA has been on the East Coast hurricanes. Look at how they have reacted. Look at the people all over our country right now who have not been served in a timely fashion by this government entity. It is inefficient. It is not quick. It is not fast. It's just the absolute case in point, proof positive evidence that I need to understand that the government cannot replace the will, the goodwill, the effort, and the intuitive nature to help where help is needed, that you can provide here in St. Louis that you can show up to, and we're hustling here. You know, we have a bully pulpit here on a radio station. We have a bunch of sister stations. We cover a lot of St. Louis. When we have KMOX as a sister station, we have KZK and Y98 and 96.3. Who am I forgetting? Did I forget somebody? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 104.1. KMOX FM. Yeah. They're all strutting around like they're talking on FM now, and we're like, yeah, we know. Sorry, Steve. There's never been a better case scenario for you and I to study where when government shows up to help, it's not going to be quick enough. It's not going to be sufficient enough. The goodwill of the people of this community is going to have to be fully injected into restoring some level of civility in food, in water, in shelter, whatever it might be. It can't be done without you. And any, like, wow, anybody who is taking this opportunity right now, the devastation that is within walking distance from where we are standing right now, we were in a position while this tornado was happening where they were showing it in Forest Park, coming towards Forest Park. And while we were in here on Friday, and we truthfully did not know how close we were to this thing.
No.
I'm like, these are double pane windows. We probably should have moved. And we were that close to it.
Well, the direction that we're facing, we couldn't see it as much.
Well, we got trees.
Yeah, and the trees, too.
Soldiers Memorial is right here. The library is right here. It's just not, our view wasn't wide open, but we could see the skies, and the skies were really scary. It just missed us. And then it ravaged North City. It was right here. And what we have right now in this moment, while these buildings are still crumbled to the ground, people don't know where they're going to sleep. People don't know what they're going to eat. People don't know how they're going to get fresh water. People don't know the answers to these questions right now. The government isn't going to solve these problems. It's never going to be big enough to solve all of our problems. The people are the ones who solve the problems, and they're doing it right now. All of the different groups that are coming together to help on the ground right now, that's where the solution happens. Can the government subsidize that? Yes. In the case of a tragedy, of a God event like this, yes, the government can come in and help. I'm not saying that no government assistance is ever necessary at all. I've never said that, and I'm not saying it now. But I'm saying that the real, true difference will be made by the people of St. Louis who understand where the need is and they're willing to meet it. Any sort of effort, while power lines are still down, while streets are still blocked, to try, like, I can't even in my brain fit, how do I make this look bad for Trump? I don't understand that existence. I don't understand wanting to use a tragedy like that as an opportunity to win a political point that makes me feel better in my comfortable, sheltered, air-conditioned life. And I'm not even saying that I think Donald Trump's done anything wrong. I think the pace of government is slow. I think the pace or the effectiveness of government is usually insufficient. And I think as long as you throw more money at it, it will just be, in a greater sense, more disappointingly inefficient. Just bigger, bigger disappointment. But huge commendations to people right now who have seen the need and have shown up, moved a branch, picked up some trash, showed up for our neighbors who are in need right now, because the solution to what makes America great will always be with the people. It will always be with you. It will never lie with the greatest, the biggest, the most powerful government in all the land. Folks, we created this country to avoid that. And we're still going strong. And it's amazing to see it happening in St. Louis right now. That's one of the reasons why we reached out to Congressman Wesley Bell, staunch Democrat, replaced Cori Bush in Congress after he primaried her. How much politics do Wesley Bell and I agree on? Maybe more than we know. And those conversations will be had another time. But I wanted to invite him on because he represents those people. He's been to the area that was affected. And I wanted to give him a voice on the show because I think that that's the right thing to do. Wesley Bell will be on our show at 1:25. Let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. How should the House GOP handle the big, beautiful bill? You got four options. The first one is pass Trump's bill. Donald Trump wants this thing to pass. He wants to get it done. He's ready to get it done. They should pass it. Do you want him to fight for SALT relief, that state and local tax relief? Do you want him to fight for more cuts? Scrap the whole thing. Those are your options. We need to know from you on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. And when we come back, Senator Jim Talent, boy, are there a host of things to talk to the senator about when we come back. Don't go away.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Say it in the street, that's a knockout. Did you ask President Putin to meet with you?
About what?
About Ukraine.
Of course I did. I talked to him about it. I said, when are we going to end this, Vladimir? I know him for a long time now. I said, when are we going to end this bloodshed, this bloodbath? It's a bloodbath. And I do believe he wants to end it. You know, when I made the call, I told the people last night, I spoke to the heads of the different countries, Germany and Finland. We had Italy, as you know, and UK was on the line today. And a couple of others, and then they were in turn calling everyone. Ursula was there from the European Union. She was terrific. And we spoke for a long time about it, and they got a problem. It's a big, big problem.
So President Trump, speaking about what is taking place right now, currently, conversations, a multi-hour phone call, as I recall, with Vladimir Putin. Trump continues to try to be the mediator to end this war. And we want to get to the bottom of it with our guest, Senator Jim Talent, once again with us here. He's a former United States senator from Missouri, as well as congressman and chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Senator, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Annie. Always good to be on.
Well, I appreciate that. What do you make of Donald Trump's persistence with trying to mediate this Russia-Ukraine war, trying to reach it at an end? But it also seems as though he's never overextended what he's willing to do. he just consistently says this war needs to end, as he's called it, a bloodbath there. Is he helping get this to a natural end between these two leaders?
Yes, I think he is. I think it's fair to say he is. I think there is a negotiation dance going on between two leaders who understand negotiations. So Trump wanted Putin to agree to a ceasefire before they sat down. And Putin understands that once there's a ceasefire, once the fighting starts, the logic of the negotiations cut in, and Putin probably can't start the war again. And his advantage in this is that he is currently gradually winning on the battlefield, albeit a great cost. So at the same time, so what Putin came back with was, okay, I will sit down, but first you have to agree basically to everything I want in negotiations. Trump refused to do that. So now what they're doing is they're going to be, at least I think there's going to be discussions between Putin and Zelensky, but without the ceasefire. So Putin didn't get what he wanted. We didn't agree to his conditions before talking. We didn't get what we wanted. He didn't agree to a ceasefire before talking. So there hasn't been any movement, in my opinion, either forward or backwards. And the dance continues.
Yeah. I can't imagine that. I know President Trump said, you know, day one, I'll have this thing done. But these are not easy negotiations. And if you can't satisfy what either leader is demanding, then it could be a stalemate. President Trump goes to the Middle East last week, and there was a suggestion that maybe at the end that he could swing by. Was it Turkey or something to potentially meet with the leaders? That didn't end up materializing. But it's wild to me to know all of the different things that took place in the Middle East last week. And that just seems like that happened forever ago. He's such a busy man. What was your assessment of the president's trip to the Middle East?
We're doing an awful lot. Well, I've given him a very high grade on the Middle Eastern trip. I thought he had three objectives, and it seems very much like he got all of them. I mean, the stated objective, and probably the most important one, was to get investments in the United States. This is a core priority of President Trump, to rebuild the manufacturing base in the country, including the defense industrial base. And he got major commitments from all of the countries to do that. I think particularly significant is the Saudi commitment to buy, I think it's $160 billion from the American defense industry, which also will knit us closer to them, because when you buy defense products from a country, you need the spare parts, you need the know-how, et cetera. And then also the Qataris are buying 140 aircraft from Boeing, which Boeing certainly needs now. So that was a success. He talked with them about all the different issues in the Middle East. I think I won't go into detail, but Gaza, I think he was probably laying the basis for what I think is going to be necessary, which is attacking Iran's nuclear infrastructure. And then, of course, the Syria stuff was very high profile, and I liked what happened there. The Syrian government, we want it to be a conservative Sunni regime along the line of the Saudis or the UAE, not a radical Sunni regime. So we're offering them carrots, lifting sanctions, and then they have to commit, and I think have committed, to not militarizing the South, which would be a threat to Israel, not allowing Iran to resupply Hezbollah through Syria, and also not attacking the Kurds in the Northeast. So we'll see how all that works out. One other thing, not to go on too long, is the broader message Trump gave in his Saudi speech, which was, look, we don't want to interfere with your domestic policies, but we want the kind of connection that will prosper both countries. That's a direct response to the Chinese narrative, which is, we're not going to interfere your domestic policies, but we're going to help you get rich, except the Chinese do it by sending in Chinese firms, using Chinese employees, and locking up resources and markets. So these countries would rather deal with the United States. And I think that was I really like that. I think Trump is beginning to use the American narrative, in this case of prosperity and opportunity, to gain partners.
Yeah, he's been very consistent with that in his first term and his second term, the way he does foreign policy. It often has to do with investment, prosperity, maybe even a little capitalism here and there. Senator Jim Talent speaking with us right now. I wanted to ask you about the announcement yesterday, President Trump, along with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, announcing the construction of a Golden Dome, $25 billion in initial funding for the project, expecting it to cost upwards of $175 billion overall. It'll probably end up costing more than that. But they say that is a next generation game changer protecting the American homeland from outside adversaries. Your thoughts when you heard this news?
Well, you're going to get another longish answer, but it's a really important subject. I mean, he issued an executive order on this in late January. So clearly, I mean, like within a week of taking off. So clearly this is a policy that he and his people had mapped out, you know, when he was out of office. So the Golden Dome. It was called originally an Iron Dome for the United States. Now it's called the Golden Dome, a classic Trump name, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
He might call one of his hotels that, you know. Okay, so it's a system of systems. I'll get to that in just a second. That's designed to defend against all airborne threats, primarily missiles, but also, you know, hypersonic glide platforms, drones, cruise missiles, as well as ballistic missiles. And it's designed to be able to shoot down those threats in all three of the phases, the launch phase when it's boosting, the inertial phase when it's in the outside the atmosphere and it's just traveling by inertia, and then also the reentry or terminal phase. To do that, you need a very sophisticated, as I said, a system of systems. You need very sophisticated sensors and detection systems. Most of that will be space-based. We're already building some satellite constellations to be able to do that. That has to be integrated in with systems of interceptors on the ground, in the air, and again in space. That's going to be a major challenge because we haven't done that in space yet. And that has to be integrated into command and control, which will be AI empowered. So it's a massive effort. I think the technology, a lot of the technology is available. I think it can be developed. They picked the right person, General Goodling, who's the vice chief of space operations in the Space Force. They're not going to get it done in 3 years. Again, very classic of Trump, but they could get initial capabilities that quickly if they do it right. And it would be really important. It's also going to be outside. It's going to include other allies too. I mean, Trump's already talking about Canada. So yes, it ought to be a priority. It's not going to be cheap. It's one of the reasons we need a $1 trillion defense budget, to be frank.
Yeah. Does that include the Golden Dome? We kind of talked about this off air, kind of tongue in cheek, but realistically Hawaii and Alaska.
Oh, sure.
Because Alaska, in other words, you can see Russia from Alaska. So,
yeah, particularly Alaska, we already have ground-based interceptors. This is similar in concept to what Reagan proposed. I mean, he wanted a system that would, again, be able to shoot down missiles in all three phases, although he was talking about ballistic missiles, mostly in the nuclear context. Well, things have changed since then. We have a number of missile defense systems. We have ground-based interceptors. We have THAAD. Now I'm challenged to come up with the words for that acronym. We have the Aegis, which is a sea-based system, and we have a Patriot, which is a theater system. But this is going to be vastly more sophisticated, and it should produce a lot of good spinoffs and technological changes. I mean, one thing that I think is very important in this, and when I do these advisory commissions, this is a constant message from me to the Department of Defense, is figure out what capabilities you need and tell the private sector that.
Yeah.
Don't tell them the technologies you think you need because you're handcuffing them. Let them tell you how they're going to give you the capabilities and be open to different kinds of thinking.
I think the kids would call that let them cook.
I'll use that in the future.
Yeah, next interview you do, the higher profile, the better. Just say, you know, let them cook, and you will probably be viral.
Real quick, they'll probably come out. If I give them that slogan, we'll probably see it in the department. Hegseth will probably be talking about, we're going to let them cook.
Amen to that. I'm counting on you. You don't even have to cite it here. Just trust me, the kids are saying it.
He calls me every day. No, he doesn't.
Last question before we let you go.
Get a message through. Okay.
Senator Talent, you mentioned Space Force, and it just kind of spurred a question here right off the top of my head about, that was an implementation of Donald Trump. People made fun of him because, of course, if Trump, people make fun of him for it. But when he implemented that, it was kind of a joke at first. How has Space Force done since its implementation?
Well, they had to what the military calls stand it up, which is very difficult. You know, in other words, you're starting a whole new force, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, which are part of the Navy, and now a Space Force. Had to, you know, they had to pick chief. They had to do all that stuff. I think given that, they've done pretty well. They've been focusing a lot on our satellite architecture, which obviously it's a space force, and made some pretty good fundamental decisions about what they want to do with that. So, you know, the Biden administration, I don't like to be overly critical, but I mean, it wasn't very energetic about anything. But I mean, I don't think they took steps back during that process. So I think we're doing pretty well. Now, we did have a Space Command as part of the Air Force. The president's decision was we needed a separate service, which was a very reasonable decision. I mean, the other alternative was to really carve out its own enclave within the Air Force, like the nuclear Navy is within the Navy. I mean, it's part of the Navy, but it has its own procedures, its own separate promotion structure. But he wanted a separate force, and that's a very reasonable way of dealing with it. The Chinese did it a few years ago. They have their own, they took the rocket force and they blended it in with a new service that does not only, you know, their missiles, but also their space.
Well, it's a lot of development, I'm sure, yet to go. But somebody commented on here, Senator, that if you say let them cook in an interview, people are going to think it's an AI interview. That's kind of funny. I can't wait to hear
it. Well, it's going to be a lot of AI interview. a lot of AI is going to be part of this Golden Dome. I mean, we have to be to stay ahead. America is ahead. If you look at the entirety of the economy, you know, the commercial as well as governmental, we're ahead on AI, but we need to do a better job of adapting it to uses like this. It's a huge priority, of course, you know, for the administration. We got to multitask. We got to walk and chew gum at the same time in order to meet all these threats. And the hour is late. I mean, I don't kid people. We're in an era of permanently heightened risk because of bad decisions that have been made in the past. But we're still the United States. We can come back quick.
Amen to that. Senator Talent, your time is precious to us. Thank you for being with us today. It's good to have you.
You're welcome as always.
All right, let's do it again. Take care. Bye-bye. Former United States Senator from Missouri, former Congressman, Chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Cooking on the Annie Fry Show.
Well, when he said that the Biden administration really just wasn't really enthusiastic about anything.
Anything.
I was thinking, were they just letting them cook? But that wasn't the appropriate usage of that phrase.
No.
In my personal opinion.
No.
Which is why I didn't say it.
The let them cook phrase in the Biden context could be taken differently.
You know what, though?
That's not what the kids mean.
They didn't let it cook concerning the border. They actively did that. They were really enthusiastic about some things, just not good things.
If Senator Talent is on some high-profile interview, and for the record, I don't really consider this to be a high-profile interview. We're grateful for his time. And he says, you know, hand it over to those engineers and let them cook. I'll fall off my chair.
I've never heard kids say that before, so that's news to me,
too.
You
haven't heard?
I've never heard kids say most things. I don't listen to kids much.
That's true.
I don't care for them.
I try hard to not listen to them, but they're always around me.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wiggins, America is science. You cross the line from being frugal to being cheap. The amount of self-help that we go through in Wiggins, America is profound.
Constant. Well, we need it. Really? Don't we need it? You all need it.
We?
Yeah. You, Brad,
whatever,
everyone listening,
whatever
except me.
You need to say, Ryan. Frugal to being cheap with Ryan Wiggins next, okay.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
What I like about you...
Wiggins.
Romantics.
What?
The Romantics.
That's the name of that band?
Yeah.
I don't know that I knew that.
Well, it's one of those songs. When? What year? Pin it down. Guess. What's your best guess?
I'll say 80.
Brad, you want to guess?
87.
$1. Ethan?
I'm going to go older. I'm going to go 67.
It's 77.
77.
So you guys are kind of circling around it. But like, if I found out that song was from the 60s or the late 80s, it would be the same to me. Now, nobody's surprised because I know nothing about music, especially historically, but such a classic song. It's like existed in the same context in my life the entirety of my life because it's 7 years older than me.
There are certain songs that if they made them now, they'd still be hits. That's probably one of them. They always say Neil Diamond has
a couple like
of
maybe
those.
Like a Bruno Mars could do something like What I Like About You.
Maybe.
Be kind of fun.
Man, the production changes, though. That kind of style of music just isn't made much anymore. It's
it just
all
sounds
pop.
Like real live music.
Yeah.
It's, band.
It's,
like,
it's actual band
yeah.
music. Yeah.
Anywho.
Oh, yeah. We already played the intro. So I was waiting. I'm like, are you going to play it?
Sorry.
There we go. All right. So these are signs that you are walking the line very close between being frugal and being cheap. And I want to let you know this because everybody's kind of had to tighten the belt the last few years. So everybody's gotten a taste of frugality.
Seems
but
like people have been loosening the belt a little bit as well post-COVID, but go on.
A little bit.
Different context.
But these are ways that you don't want to cross over into being cheap. And these are signs to look for. The first one, this one seems pretty obvious, that if you've gotten to the point where you think that it's more healthy to just steal things than to buy them.
Ryan.
Then that's a sign that, you know what, you're probably getting kind of cheap.
What's your source?
This is moneyrates.com. Now, if you think...
Their first goal is to not be okay with theft?
Well, if your thought goes to, yeah, I'm not going to just steal stuff from the grocery store.
Is it like I'm at the hotel and I need towels, so I'm going to take them?
Well, that's kind of where we're going here, is that you could do little things like that. What about stealing your neighbor's Wi-Fi or watching pirated movies online or cheating on your taxes is on here. That one seems like a little bit different category.
Get a job, loser.
But any of these things would be stealing.
You're not personally attacked in any of this, are you?
Oh, God, no.
Are you a Wi-Fi stealer?
No. In high school, I was a movie stealer. All the time.
Oh, you don't even know. Have you ever heard of Napster?
Oh, yeah.
LimeWire?
Mm-hmm. No.
I remember Napster. There was another one, too, called Audio Something that
Slave?
I used in college.
No, Audio Slave is a band.
It wasn't Audio Slave. You could download Audio Slave on Napster. But there was...
Do you know, like...
It was great.
Ethan, what do you know about Napster?
I know that it was a music playing service, but I guess... I know there was a huge lawsuit at one point because it had to do with illegally downloading music. Is that right?
So when up until Napster existed, and maybe anything that came before it, that Napster was just the biggest. The only way that you could play music that was your own was to own a hard copy of something in some form. But due to the internet, which we all remember the genesis of, Napster became a place where you could go and just click a button and then have a song. And these songs were pirated. The bands, the production companies got nothing.
No money.
Nothing. You'd download a Napster song and you'd get a virus on your computer. You'd get half the song. It would be a terrible... But it was like...
Stuff was mislabeled.
Yes.
You'd download stuff from a band and you're like, that's not...
It's the Wild West.
Yeah, it was. And it was fun. Because it hit right when we were in college.
Yeah,
when you could make mixtapes. I mean, but CDs.
Keep in mind, now streaming has changed everything because everything is available all the time. But you had to buy an album if you wanted to hear a couple songs. But Napster comes out and you could just download those songs for free.
You were really only exposed to whatever the music industry decided was going to play on the radio. Mm-hmm. And then what the DJs decided that they were going to play for you. Then you'd love the song Ironic and then you'd realize Jagged Little Pill is just an amazing collection. If you know, you know. My very first parental advisory. Warning, mm-hmm. advisory. That started coming out right in the mid-90s. I had that.
Wow. Did you know that she actually wrote that first song entirely about the cast of Full House?
Ironic?
Yeah. No.
Jack, what?
The original one. You Ought to Know. It was about the entire cast of Full House. I'm just kidding. It was about Dave Coulier, but everybody knows that, so I made it a joke.
Gosh, you know, jokes are funny.
They are, aren't they? We're having fun, aren't we?
Well,
we're all friends.
My
huh?
deep cut, you went like in mind all the way down to figure out, like, where has no man been before? I'll go here and tell this joke. Go on. Tell
I
us more about
the territory
how,
where the Chilean miners were.
Get back to the substance of the conversation, which is where you tell us not to steal things.
Stop stealing stuff, you guys. Stop stealing music from Napster.
Those poor record labels.
I wish I could just for old times.
Hey, man, poor record labels is real now.
It's real now.
That's very real. How about pressuring people for freebies? So you may have a friend who's an accountant or who works at Panda Express, but expecting that person to review your taxes or
this
give you
just
free orange
how
chicken.
How not to be a bum.
It kind of is. It kind of is. Expecting some sort of specialized treatment from that person is your sign that you have entered into cheapness.
What age do we need? What age can you no longer get away with being a bum?
Ooh, I think once
I got
you get
an
into
age
your
in 30s. Oh, I was going to say 24.
Oh, yikes.
Okay.
You should have a college degree or an otherwise chosen method of self-preservation.
I guess it depends. If you're charming.
No. Ethan, do not listen to him.
Oh.
Not life advice.
Don't listen to Ryan.
You got a few years of being cheap. You're fine.
Okay. All right. Good.
So I'm trying to look out for you.
Yeah. You're for the first time ever.
So don't pressure your friends for freebies. Unless it's, sleeping on the couch. Are you cool with people sleeping on your couch still? Are you like in that era? If your friend is in town, you're like, hey, can I just crash?
Well, yeah,
not,
I'm fine with that.
That's not
we actually,
bumming.
I have a spare bedroom.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, you're at that level.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you let Ryan stay at your house?
Depends on the reason.
Depends on what you got.
If I was in Missouri and I was like, gosh, I don't want to go back home.
It's so far.
It's so far. Plus, I know a guy over here.
No comment.
I don't know how this one really applies.
Did you read this article before you read it to the public?
Absolutely, and that's why I chose this one, because I'm going for the most extreme examples. Hoarding. If you can't bear to part with broken items because they might be useful someday, you might be cheap.
Our generation does not know this. The greatest generation did this because they lived through the Great Depression and they understand what it's like to literally not be able to get or to have or to preserve. Our generation, Gen X as well, and the boomers have one toe in it at least, understand great convenience, fast fashion, things that come in and go out as fast as they can. We have so much junk. We have so much stuff. I don't think people are hoarding. I think we even make things. Like, technology is meant to be dispensed. It's bad.
Yeah, I've noticed this in my kids, and something I never would have done as a kid, that they get toys and they almost treat them as if they're disposable.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've played with that a couple times.
Exactly.
I'm done with that.
Yeah.
And I can't really fight the logic. I understand you don't want to play with that thing anymore because it's outlived its usefulness. And so let's throw it away. So I'm trying to learn to do that. But I still have the old mindset where I'm like, no, but it's still a thing. It's totally functional.
Yep.
Not valuing your time. Being cheap can save you money, but it could cost you time.
Amen.
Yeah.
You pointed at me.
Yeah. I pay myself an hourly rate whenever I make a decision on whether I'm going to do something or I'm going to pay somebody to do something. And I have a ratio. If I get to a certain ratio, it's worth it to pay somebody to do it so that I can have my time for my stuff.
Brad wisdom.
Same thing last night. My oldest daughter, she still has a little bit of school left just to the end of the week. My son is off, so we're kind of in this limbo of bedtimes. I'm throwing them out the window. My husband has a little bit of a disagreement
with
that.
It's kind of a fun week.
But exactly, when it comes to time, last night I told my daughter, you should totally watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And we started watching it in the free thing, but it had commercials, and we went into the first commercial break, and I'm like, we can save like 15 minutes of time by not watching commercials, so I went and bought it.
Good for you. No,
that's perfect.
$9.
Yes, it is.
15 minutes of time. Earlier bedtime for my daughter. And I hate watching commercials.
Skip the line at theme parks. Very much worth it.
Yeah.
Because, yes, time is money. How about not paying your fair share? This seems pretty obvious, but do you conveniently forget to have cash when you go out with your friends? Do you ask cover your portion?
What decade is it?
I know.
I know. I don't... This is stuff you do when you're 16.
I would be so humiliated
cash
to be like, hey, I don't have any cash on me. Can you help a sister out? Like, there are places that don't even take cash. you forgot your wallet. You forgot your credit card. If you did, you don't eat.
You Venmo each other if there's some sort of group purchase.
Thank you. Well said.
It's easy to do
now. I just can't express my gratitude for how much more information I have now.
Well, there are people out there right now who are really concerned
bless
that they were
you,
becoming
Ryan
cheap.
Bless you.
Let's talk to DeRoy Murdoch and Congressman Wesley Bell in the next hour.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.